This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Just because, you know, it's in the news a little bit this week, we've been talking around here about people recording conversations that happen in the office. It happens a lot, actually, but it's usually the company doing the recording. Think conference calls or other big all-staff meetings. But let's put the microphone in the other hand, shall we? The hand holding a smartphone or a recording pen, I guess, and see what happens then. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that one.
To record or not to record?
My bosses were divorcing, and things got messy at work.
This is Jessica. We're not using her full name or occupation for fear of professional retribution.
We would often get really contradictory orders.
One time, one of Jessica's bosses told her to go home and not come back.
Oh, yeah, I have that on tape.
She sent the clip to the other boss, who told her to stay, in writing.
Honestly, at first, I was just recording them because I would come home and I would talk to my roommate about these things that were happening at work. And she was like, no, there's no possible way that happened.
A lot of the time when people are recording their boss or colleague at work, it's because there's a major breakdown of trust. Heather Bussing is an attorney, and when recordings come into her office, they're usually of disputed business deals. Still, though,
recording people without letting them know that you're recording them and keeping it to use against them later is kind of a weasel move.
In 12 states, it's an illegal move if you don't get the other person's consent.
There are still laws on the books in every state about when it's legal to record someone and when it's not.
The punishment varies, and the person you recorded can sue you for civil damages in states where it's not legal. But a recording can be useful even in states where a court can't technically accept it as evidence.
There are ways to get it in, even if you can't offer it as direct evidence.
For example, if a recording proves someone is perjuring themselves, it can be used in court. And whether or not you were allowed to make a tape, it can be leveraged outside of court.
In New York State, depending on your job, it is a great idea.
Vince White is an employment attorney with White, Nassar & Hilferty. In New York, you don't need permission from the other person to record. White gets recordings all the time from clients with a whole range of work problems.
The most common is sexual harassment. An intelligent woman says, you know what? Enough. I'll record this idiot. And she does.
Recordings at work can be used as ironclad proof of a whole range of misbehaviors, but he says they can absolutely backfire.
You've made a huge move, a huge aggressive maneuver based on the power of this recording, and it turns out the recording is nothing. Or it turns out you didn't really hear your own tone. You didn't hear maybe you were aggressive, maybe you were leading the person into saying something, and that can be a real issue, especially in front of a jury.
And forget the legal stuff. Recording at work is just plain risky to your continued employment.
They could certainly get fired. They could also get reprimanded. They could get demoted. And then you'll lose trust with your colleagues.
Susan Lamott is CEO of Exaquio, an employer brand and HR consulting firm. She says it's usually not worth the risk.
The case of Omarosa talking about the recordings that she has in the workplace with President Trump, in her case, she has a lot less to lose. She's not concerned about making an hourly wage, and if she loses her job, can she put food on her table?
There are other options. Going through HR is one, and if you're in a state where it's illegal to secretly record, you can take detailed notes right after any encounter. Those are actually really useful in court. You can also just ask people if you can record during a meeting, or bring in someone to witness a meeting.
Recordings can go viral so quickly, you can inadvertently do a lot of harm if the allegations are proven not to be true, if you don't capture the whole story, or if the recording gets leaked or shared in a way you hadn't intended.
That tape recording app on your phone, ultimately, is the nuclear option. So maybe treat it that way. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.